America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I do welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Thank you for joining us. I hope this broadcast is a real blessing. And friend, if it is, we'd like to hear from you. Comments at gbiradio.org, or you can write the ministry here. We'd be glad to hear from you. You know, my heart's desire is that you would pray one time a week for this great nation. My heart's desire is that people would be drawn closer to the Lord and live for God in this day. I realize that we're living in terrible days, but folk, God has put us here for such a time as this. Us preachers need to be encouraged and realize, no, we're not living in yesterday, but we're living in today. And we must do things and keep on going the way God has laid it out for us even in this hour. Father, will you help us, Lord, and encourage us in this great day? In Jesus' name, amen. I want to continue today with our thought on a message I preached entitled, Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Times. If you'd like a copy of it, it's R460. We'd be glad to get that to you. Let's go to the message. Mean that I yoke up with sin? That don't mean that I'm sympathetic to people who will not repent. You got a lot of people who wants a second chance, but they don't want to repent. You got a lot of people that they want everybody to forget their sin, but they don't want to confess it. Now, brother, God's not in that. The Bible said, whoso confesseth his sins and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I believe if you've done a sin openly, I believe you ought to confess it openly. If you've sinned against your church, I believe you ought to confess it. Amen. If you've done a sin privately, then it ought to be confessed in private. Amen. I believe that. If you've cheated people and stole money from the church, I believe you ought to come get it right in front of the whole church. Amen. If you've done something private between you and your wife, as far as maybe you've made her mad, or you've spent something you shouldn't have spent, or then you go talk to her about that. If you've wronged somebody in the church, you go make it right with them, you see. But come home like Naomi did. In unspiritual times, Naomi was spiritual. She started home. And God began to bless her when she started home. Being spiritual in unspiritual times. You see, it still works today. This blessed Bible right here, and you on the camera, this blessed book, this Bible still works. Now, I love you preachers, but some of y'all been to school, and you got so much education, your brain done rolled out your head. And I listen, I haven't got nothing wrong with education, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now. This Bible still works. And you're wasting the breath that God put in your lungs if you're going to come to me and try to tell me the Bible don't work. Brother Catherine's going to stick with the Bible. I'm staying with what works. Amen. I know this book works. I've lived this book. Amen. I've eaten this book. Amen. I've dreamed about this book. Amen. This book is my life. I know it works, and it'll work today. If you're out of the will of God, get back in the will of God. Amen. Number one. Naomi started home. Number two, being spiritual, unspiritual times. Number two, you know what happened? Ruth got saved. Ruth got saved. May I stop and say, in this dangerous hour, in this dark hour, in this discouraging hour, in this devastating hour, God is still saving sinners. You ought to just stand up and shout right there where you are. Woo! God is still saving. Saw somebody get saved this week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for people that still getting saved. I'm preaching this. Ain't nobody getting saved anymore. Hogwash. People are still getting saved. Amen. Our problem is we're not praying enough. We're not asking God enough. We're not begging God enough. You say, preacher, it's just a cold day. You think it wasn't a cold day in the judges in Ruth's day? And brother, every man did that was right in his own eyes. You think it wasn't a cold day in Paul's day? They started to write a revival everywhere they went. Paul had no peace. He was either in jail or his people were getting saved. Amen. America, you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.